13, Stroud under center. Handoff, Nixon. Starts right, cuts left, 10, 5. Nixon still going. Takes out a defender and takes the ball into the end zone. Jones couldn't bring him down. Nixon has 6 for Houston, and they can tie the game with the extra point.
Nixon with a grown man run. Get off me. What a run by Joe Mixon. I am a fan.
Yeah, if you weren't a fan of that run, I don't know what to. I don't care if you're rooting for him or not. If you ain't a fan of that run, I don't know. Boy, he did not get touched, he would not go down. Sean Pendergast, we were up there. He said, "Look at him, he is a beast. He's still standing up in the end zone."
Wow.
Yeah, there's Joe Mixon who had another big impact in this game. Didn't get quite to 100.
He did. He ended up getting over it.
Did he get over it?
They took the when they tossed it and fumbled it, they subtracted that 7 yards off of it. Well, they took that off and ended up giving it to CJ. Said he never possessed the ball, so he got his 7 yards back. So he actually went for 102. So he did.
I love Joe Mixon.
And he got it back then. Yeah, because I did see.
They took it away. I same thing when Sean said it last night. I was like, what he did? Because I was hoping he'd get to 100 again to make it every game that he started and finished with the Texans so far. He's over 100. But I didn't realize that either until. Pendergast told me last night about midway through the damn post-game show.
Yeah, so good for him, man. That was our five-hour energy, high-energy play of the game. Five-hour energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans.
Can I give you a couple of honorable mentions here? A couple of honorable mention, five-hour energy, sure. High-energy plays of the game?
Yeah.
The Jalen Petrie pick. It's even better now that we know that Anthony Richardson decided to go against his coach's will and throw the ball instead of just run the call that was played or the play that was called.
Did you hear that,
which
Tyler?
Was a run. Tyler, did you hear this?
Anthony Richardson, he changed that play.
Yeah.
That was a rough post-game presser for Anthony Richardson. He changed the play and decided to throw it and throws a pick and gives away 7 points in a game that you lost by 3. And literally, that's a situation where you gave away 7 points because there's no, well, you never know how the game would have unfolded otherwise. No, the half ended. Like, that. There was no more.
They were having the ball.
Yeah, there was nothing else that could happen. You gave them 7 points. And to come out and say that you changed that play. And then also, I've never seen a quarterback tap his helmet and come out of the game because he's tired. I don't know how. By the way, Shane Steichen, for the Colts fans out there, anybody that gives a rip, hell, as Texans fans, you probably care because you caused this. Your team caused this. But Shane Steichen has announced that everything is being evaluated, including the starting quarterback position. So they may make we may have ran Anthony Richardson smooth up out of a starting quarterback spot.
Like at that point, like because if you remember, it goes 7 yard carry at the end of the half by Jonathan Taylor. And then he drops back and throws like a hitch or something that Kamari Lassiter was not.
If he throws it accurately, Kamari Lassiter would have picked it.
And going in. And you're imagining that, because we were sitting up there, Shane, what is he doing?
Yeah.
You would imagine he just said, hey, man, let's call a run here. Let's roll out here. Is there at some point you're like, this is not one you can change.
It's called a run it play, but there's clearly,
because also it happened later with the Texans with CJ where he
looked like he pulled it and threw the screen.
No, he did. Yeah, John Harris said he did. He said he changed. He looked up there and saw the box, changed it, and threw the screen.
Yeah, pulled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think here's the deal. I have no problem with CJ doing it. I trust CJ. CJ's
especially
earned
at that
the right
point
to do
of the
it.
Line.
Like the
of the game.
The problem with Anthony Richardson at this point is there's no method to the madness. Like there should be a very clear, and maybe, look, I've never coached. I've been on the other end of it. And I had Joe Ferguson, who played 19 years in the NFL, and I had Wade Wilson, who played over 19 years in the league. The two most tenured quarterbacks in the league at the time, I think. And so maybe those two guys were just over preparers. But like, I never took the field run, like in a drive. Like, I never took the field without a really good idea of, hey, man, we're backed up here. We're going to run this thing on first down.
That's the other one.
Nothing funny here. I never took the field not without a really good grasp on what the coaches wanted. Whether it was right or wrong, what the coaches wanted. Like, that was just egregious, man. This is where Shane Steichen's a better coach than me, than I ever, a better person. Hell,
you would have pulled him.
I would have pulled him, absolutely. 100% I'd have pulled him. But right now, today, like, it wouldn't have took Anthony Richardson telling everybody that you changed the play. Like, if somebody had, like,
yeah, you'd have came right out.
Oh, there. We're talking about, like, that's a fire. Like, if you're the owner and you see that, I'm firing you. If you're the head coach, I'm firing you. What are you doing? You're giving away points. Are you kidding me? Like that is egregious. In those kind of situations, when players do stupid stuff like that, I would have no problem saying, hey, like, man.
There's a true argument that sequence cost the Colts to be tied for first place today.
Yeah. Ryan, you can go back to the very last scramble that you and I were talking about. We sat right there and said, man, one throw, one scramble could change this thing in the field goal range and be a tie ball game. We got bonus football, right? He goes out there and scrambles, and instead of stepping out of bounds, he dives back inside to go get another 4 yards. Clock keeps running. Like, he clearly is not – it's not just a, you know, Kenny process and how they're using him in the offense. There's clearly a total disconnect with him and what they're doing offensively. But that interception with Jalen Petrie's one being talked about, that could very easily be our five-hour energy, high-energy play of the game. Also, this one's not being talked about. I think this was huge. The opening kickoff that Damian Pierce took back to damn near midfield.
Yeah, huge.
Coming out of a game where you couldn't protect your quarterback, your offense stunk, and now you're in a position where, now I don't like the decision.
I was
going to
say, you won the coin toss, and you chose to.
You chose to take the football.
He said he wanted to get the ball in CJ's hands early.
Which I didn't like that either. And then you go out there, you get a good return, and you throw the football 12 of the first 16 snaps. To the point where you get your left guard ends up getting benched.